Hey, welcome to Long Distance Sisters.
I'm Tori.
I'm McKenna.
And I'm Serena.
Come chat with us while we're far apart.
Okay, let's get started.
Hello, welcome.
Hello.
So today we are playing Creating Our Perfect Park. This is a kind of like a game created by Jessica and Tyler Braun for their podcast, the Disneyville podcast. So you're basically creating your ideal Disney World or Disney park, and it's based just on Disney World parks and just stuff in the parks, no resort restaurants or anything. So the different categories we have, you can choose one land, you get everything in that land. Five rides, two shows, two additional attractions, so they can be ride shows, anything in between, one nighttime show, one parade, two table service restaurants, two quick service restaurants, one gift shop, and then I also added two snack stands or carts, one lounge, and two character meet and greets.
Why did it have the carts? Where did you add that?
I texted that to you.
Oh, what? Where'd my pen go?
I didn't know we got everything in the land that we claimed, so that changes my answer.
Oh, we did?
Yeah.
Oh. Did you not read my text last night?
I thought we were just taking the theming. Okay. I'm sorry. What text?
I sent you like a stream of texts.
Oh, man.
You didn't say anything about the land.
Did I not? I thought I did.
Oh, you get everything in the land.
Characters.
All right, he's done.
Yeah. I'm just trying to build the best.
All right. Okay. Well, Kevin, in this game, we go oldest first. Or on this show, we go oldest first.
Okay. So do we build the whole thing? Or do we just...
Category by category.
Okay. All right. My land would be the World Showcase because I get all of that right off the bat to start off my park. And that's yet half, you know, of the better half of you know, a unique experience of all of the Disney in the world. You know, where else can you go drink around the world and stuff like that? Plus, you get all the heritage and culture and education, too.
Yeah.
I chose Sunset Boulevard / Hollywood Land.
Yes. For the moonshine and the tower.
Yeah, pretty much. Because I just love the vibes. I love old Hollywood. I could spend all day there if they had more to do in it. So, yeah.
Can you guess my land?
Africa.
And I wrote down all the different things in it. You've got Tusker House with Mickey, Donald, Daisy, and Goofy in their safari vest. Kilimanjaro Safaris, Gorilla Falls Exploration Trail. And between those two, lots of baby animals. Harambe Market, basic snack carts, plus one with street corn and the Simba pretzel. Kusafiri, Dawa Bar, Festival of the Lion King, street entertainment, a confectionery case at Zuri's, plus a gift shop, and then Wild Africa Trek and other upcharged experiences like that.
Never.
Thank you. Kevin, what are your five rides?
Okay, the five rides that get to be added to World Showcase, I'm going to start with Tower of Terror because it's a good thrill ride. You can easily fit it into some country, to follow along with theming. Yeah, I don't probably like an America area, but you could turn it into some other country, I'm sure.
Well, easily. You don't have to put it in World Showcase.
Oh, okay. Well, that's what I'm adding to my park would be Tower of Terror. Then I go along with that. I would follow it up with Dinosaur because you get a scary ride, a dark ride, and one of my favorite rides. So that's why that one gets picked. And then it's just going all over the place from there. Because I just realized it doesn't all fit with World Showcase like I wanted it to. But it's okay. So I'm taking Rise of Resistance because then you get a Star Wars franchise. And it's a good ride. It's one of the best at Disney. So that's why that one goes. I took the Backlot Tour. just to have that experience of going behind the movies, and then you get all those various little stations too.
Yeah.
And then you get the tour. My fifth ride I have is the Jungle Cruise, just a nice comedic experience where you get to relax and then just float down the river, and it has a big fandom behind it as well.
Very nice. Cool way.
Well, my favorite ride is already in my chosen land. So I would choose the Safari.
Nice.
How that goes with Hollywood, I don't know. But we're going to have like an animal kind of theme.
Well, Sunset Boulevard is just one land in your park.
Exactly. Yes. Guardians of the Galaxy. Mm. Haunted Mansion. We're going to have a little thrill, a little nostalgia. Peter Pan, fairy tale vibes. And Rise of the Resistance, because yes, we have to get that Star Wars franchise in there for the money.
Money. Okay, my five are Guardians of the Galaxy, Cosmic Rewind, the dance party every time, the dinosaur, because I want something a little scary, and it's a great ride, Big Thunder Mountain Railroad, because it's a more kid-friendly coaster, and then I was like, I just kept wanting to add thrill rides, but I made myself stop, because it can't all be thrill rides, it's gotta be stuff babies can ride, or grandmas can ride, you know. I will still ride these things when I'm a grandma. The coasters. I hope. But you get my point. So I added Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway. Because even babies can ride it. And it's a lot of fun. My fifth ride is Soarin' Around the World. Because that one's very nostalgic for me.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Our next category is choosing two shows.
So I was going with the Frozen sing-along because it's fun. And you get a holiday event, too, for Christmas.
Mm.
Showing at that one. And it's funny. So, yeah, you want to have a good time at your amusement park. And then the other show is going to be Festival of the Lion King. So everybody can sing and dance and, you know, kids can relate to animals a little bit.
Nice.
It's all over the place.
And included in World Showcase, you got a few of those little shows sprinkled throughout the day.
Mm-hmm. I got so much with World Showcase. I just need rides.
My two shows, I chose an extinct one that will go with my safari themed area, which is Tarzan Rocks.
That's a good choice. That's a good choice.
And then my second show, which I'm clear if this came with my land or not, but I'm putting it Fantasmic. So, yes, yeah. I think Fantasmic is a good, well-rounded show to, like, talk about the history of Disney movies and, you know.
I feel like it would be included with your land, though.
Yeah.
It's like a one-off experience, not like a recurring thing. I don't know. I'm picking it anyway.
Okay.
Fair enough. Okay. My two shows, since Festival of the Lion King's included in my land, are Finding Nemo, The Big Blue and Beyond. I do like both versions, the old one and the new one, but the new one's shorter and a lot of people complained about the length of the old one, so I'll go for like the 20-25 minute show or whatever. And then my second show is Indiana Jones Epic Stunt Spectacular, because it's always fun to see how the movies are made. There's action.
Yeah.
People all over the place. Love it. Dads, cousins, sisters.
All right.
What are your two wild card attractions, Kevin?
Okay, because I already have, like I said, I need a lot of rides. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go ahead and bring in Guardians of the Galaxy as one of the wild cards because I just need more rides. And then a good experience that I like to do, the animation station, where you get to draw a character with an artist. Because then you have a free souvenir.
Yeah, that's a good one.
For my attractions, I went with things that are not rides, like non-ride experiences, essentially. So I chose also the Animation Academy because I feel like, yeah, it kind of fits the theme of the, like, Hollywood. And it brings different characters from Disney history in. And it's a cool, unique experience. And then I also chose Storytime with Belle. I think it's just a nice way to bring a character in and have kids get up close with them. And there's not a lot of other, like, princessy stuff in my park so far, so I need to bring some in.
Nice.
Although, I wish it was still more like the old Storytime with Belle before she had Enchanted Tales with Belle, where you literally just, like, sat around and she, like, read a book to you. That was better. But, either way.
Never been in there.
It's cute. I mean, I don't want to do it all the time because it takes so long, but it's cute.
Okay. My first additional attraction, gotta have a boat ride. So I chose Maelstrom.
I should have known.
Oh, I loved it. If you can tell so far, obviously I have like Africa and everything, but I'm kind of like a cultural park, you know? And you'll see that more with the food choices. My second one, I just need something people would go nuts over and buy all the merchandise for. And I had to include Ryan's favorite attraction, Haunted Mansion.
Yes, that's why I chose it too. It's got the fandom behind it.
Mm-hmm.
Nighttime show.
Oh, that's me. I'm going to do Happily Ever After because then I get the castle during the day as well.
Oh.
And I get a good firework shop.
Nice. Smart thinking.
That's my reasons.
I, too, chose Happily Ever After because I already had Fantasmic earlier.
Well, I chose Fantasmic, but no fireworks are allowed, partly for environmental reasons, but also because there are lots of animals in the park.
Fair enough.
Makes sense. So.
My animals will have a giant dome that comes down over them for the fireworks.
They will have the alleged Disney bubble.
I don't have animals.
Okay, and then what parade did you guys choose?
I chose the Tapestry of Nations because it's a distinct it's an extinct one, and I can bring that experience back to the World Showcase area, and it's my favorite parade.
Wow, nice.
I, too, chose my favorite parade, and that is Boo to You! All year! Halloween magic all year long.
Kick off from Haunted Mansion and that Tower of Terror.
Perfect. Put some bellhops in there.
I, like Kevin, chose an extinct parade. I chose Mickey's Jammin' Jungle Parade.
I had a suspicion you might.
It came back into my brain a few years ago when I listened to a CD my mom made me of Disney parade music. And I was like, this is awesome. And I'll play it on repeat. Okay. Next, we'll go table service.
To table service. I'm going to start with Tusker House because it's a good character breakfast and good characters and a good experience and unique food. You get more characters in there too. And then I'm going to go with the Sci-Fi Diner just because it's a fun experience in itself. The food's pretty good. You want a good burger, but...
I chose the same two restaurants.
Did you really?
Tusker House, so that it goes with my animal-themed land, has some unique food options, and has characters. And then, yeah, Sci-Fi Dining, just because it's a cool, unique experience with good food at a more reasonable price than character dining.
Nice. And Kevin, you already have so many cultural foods, so people might just want a burger.
Yeah.
I will also have both of those restaurants. but Tusker House is already included in my land. Sci-Fi Dine-In, because like that stands, I still remember going there as a little kid, and I want other little kids to have that memory of my park. For my second restaurant, I chose Rose and Crown.
Ooh.
Because they are delicious. Also, my park is a vegetarian park.
All vegetarian.
All but one eating location will be vegan, and that eating location will come up in quick service. Because I feel like I'd be spat on if I made it vegan. But yeah, Rose and Crown is. I still dream about the tofu masala I had there.
So if you get Rose and Crown, do you also get the pub on the other side?
Well, you get those drink options, at least. I don't know if the pub would come with the dining room. But I'm sure, I mean, most restaurants have, like, a bar part of it. So I guess that would still be there.
I feel like because it's in the same building, like, you would get it somehow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'd still get my cider in black.
Yeah, because I was going to use that originally, but then I was like, wait, if I have Olive World Showcase, I already have all of that stuff.
We share three restaurants, Kevin. We have good taste.
That's so funny. See, like, it's experience. Like, this is, it's like, they're both just good experiences.
Mm-hmm. Well, what will be the view out of my Rose and Crown? The gorillas. That
That'd be pretty awesome.
Yes, gorilla. It's Jane plus Tarzan.
Okay.
Two quick service restaurants.
Okay. I'm going with the current ABC commissary because it's different, unique food from all of the other food in Disney, and it's really good. That buffalo chicken sandwich and the salad for you guys, and I've gotten the really good tacos, and then you get some more alcohol in there too. But that menu overall is very underrated. And then I went with Casey's because of the corn dog nuggies and fries, because everybody has to have those.
All right.
This may be controversial. I chose my quick service to be the Food and Wine Festival.
Ooh, I like for the creativity. I will allow it.
I like the ambition.
Put it in my part, because then I get lots of bases covered. My other one would be to bring back quick service at Be Our Guest.
Oh, that's a good one.
Because it's a very uniquely and well-themed restaurant experience, and it used to have quick service. So I would bring that back, because the table service there is very subpar, for especially for what you pay.
It was okay.
And really, like, the coolest thing is, like, the environment that you're in, the ambiance.
Yeah. I did enjoy my vegan French toast. Oh, my gosh. And they loaded you up on pastries at breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
Even me. Yeah. They brought, like, four different slices of Erin McKenna's tea cakes. And I was like, whoa. I think I had some Tupperware with me or something, but I took it to go and, like, snacked on it throughout the day. That was very good. I chose Satouli Canteen because I like a nice build-your-own-bowl kind of situation.
Mm-hmm.
And then my second one, which is the one thing I'll allow to be vegetarian and not vegan, is Le Hall from the France Pavilion. Because everyone who, like, knows about it raves about it. And, like, it's simple food done very well.
Yeah,
simple French food. No one's making pastry like that every day, except the French.
Yeah. But it's, yeah, better pastries than anywhere else in the park. So,
yeah.
Like, sandwiches and all of that.
And until vegan cheese gets much, much better, I can't make the French use it. But, yeah.
If I already didn't have it in the World Showcase, that would have been a good one of my picks.
Yeah, adding some more culture.
Yeah. Knowledge is power.
All right, two snack stands or carts or whatever.
Dole Whip right off the bat, because that's such a unique little treat, and it's delicious, and everybody wants it. And then
oh my gosh, wait, I already have Dole Whip in Africa. Because I have Tamu Tamu refreshments.
But I just need more.
Okay. But, like, do you want Tamu Tamu or Aloha Isle or, like, Storybook Treats or...
The Orange Bird one.
Sunshine Tree Terrace.
Yeah. No. Aloha Isle.
Okay.
I went with the ice cream parlor on Main Street, USA.
Very nice. Very nice.
All right. My snacks. I also put Plaza Ice Cream Parlor because... you need a good dessert option for everyone. And then my second one is Ronto Roasters. Because the Ronto wrap is delish. One of the best snacks in Disney. And I have Rise of the Resistance, so we'll just, you know, go right with that. Have a little Star Wars corner. And, yeah.
Okay, so mine, I kind of just redid mine in my head since I forgot that Africa had Dole Whip already. So I think that I would go with Choza de Margarita because people love a margarita and they love a frozen cocktail. So there you go, people have it. And that'll have savory vegan empanadas. and then what? They also have like chips and guac and stuff. And people love that stuff.
Yeah, some
snacks. Give the people what they want.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I think for the second one, I would go with, I don't know the name of it, but the little bakery in Morocco off the side of Spice Road table that has like the almond cookies and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Because I think it's fun. And I love the Morocco Pavilion, so I wanted to include part of it. And culture. More culture. Yeah. Next, we'll do the lounge of choice, starting with Kevon.
Oga's Cantina, hands down, just because now you have more Star Wars stuff going on, and that's really fun in there. Expensive, but it's still fun and worth the money, especially for first-time people.
Nice, nice.
I chose La Capa de Tequila.
I know you would.
Because, yes, everyone needs a margarita. And I love to sit in there sometimes, get some chips and queso and margarita and hang out.
Very nice.
How do you say that?
La Capa de Tequila.
Margarita.
Margarita.
And maybe you'll get to meet like Neil Patrick Harris or Lily Aldridge or something when they have a specialty cocktail.
When they come in to get their namesake cocktails.
Mm-hmm. Or come in to create it. You'll be like, I have to be in that meeting. I chose Nomad Lounge because I just like the theming. I've never been. I hear the drinks are good.
We went. It's nice.
We liked it. We went this summer.
And with their new menu, they have vegan bao buns.
Ooh.
I want to try. But they're so... But they just did like an overhaul of all the quick services. So there's so much new food for me to try. Or most of the quick services, I should say. What's next? Character meet and greets. You get two, and they can be one character, they can be multiple.
So I went with classic Mickey and Minnie because combo, the two of them together. Who doesn't want to get a picture of Mickey and Minnie? So, like, I was trying to think of the ones that I would actually wait in line for, and that's definitely one of them. And then the other one that I kept is, like, the Cinderella and Friends, where there's, like, a couple of them in a row.
Oh. Sure, Princess Fairy Tale Hall. Nice, nice.
I chose Mickey Mouse, preferably in a unique costume, either, like, Sorcerer Mickey or Steamboat Willie.
Well, remember, you already have Safari Mickey.
I don't care. and my other one would be a princess thing, not specifically Princess Fairy Tale Hall, but it would definitely need to include probably like Cinderella, Belle, the Beauty, Snow White, the classics.
Okay, I chose the 100 Acre Woods gang, Pooh, Piglet, Rabbit, Eeyore. I think those are the four that meet.
Tigger. Yeah,
Tigger.
Rabbit doesn't meet.
Rabbit's rare.
Eeyore doesn't meet.
Eeyore does.
I thought Eeyore was there. I thought Kanga wasn't there.
Usually just Pooh and Tigger and sometimes Piglet.
I can add them in. If they're sometimes there, I'll make them always there. And then the second choice was so hard. I had so many to choose from. I feel like I need a face character, but I don't know. I'm just going to do...
make you more money.
I'm just going to do... face character, because this character will always be liked and enjoyed. So I'm going to go with Mulan. Because when I met Mulan, I just instantly felt Zen. I don't know. Even though Zen's a Japanese thing. But yeah, I'll go with 100 Acre Woods gang and Mulan. Okay. And then last thing, like all Disney experiences, we will end with a gift shop. So, Kevin, what's your gift shop of choice?
I went with Mouse Gears because it just had such a big variety, and I feel like it had like everything that all the other stores had. So if you have that, then you get all of your souvenirs in one location because it's a giant store.
Nice. Tori?
I, of course, went with the Emporium.
Oh, of course. Home
location, because, yeah, it's got it all. It's the biggest store on property after Wad. Especially in Mouse Gear World.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. And Wad, Wad is just chaos.
And you can't choose Wad anyway.
You can take Wad.
Yeah, and that too.
Lovely. Yeah.
And it's on Main Street, so that means I get Main Street.
I chose the most fun gift store, gift shop of all. Mitsukoshi! Yay!
Yeah!
Although, I'd have to maybe get rid of the oyster thing, but...
They're just, like, I think they're planted anyway.
Yeah.
It's not back, though.
It is back.
It came back very briefly, and now it's gone.
Oh.
They don't even have the cases anymore.
They were just there.
It wasn't there.
I swear it was.
No.
It was there when I went in October.
They put, like, stuff in the cases.
Huh. I swear I saw it when I went in October.
I think you're mistaken.
I don't know. It's pretty loud. Yeah, it's everything.
That's our park.
Yeah.
Whose would you want to visit the most?
Our own.
Or were all of us terribly wrong about something?
I think we would all choose our own. Boy.
Well, no, I'm asking the people to let us know.
Oh. Yes, please give us your feedback. I tried to create a pretty well-rounded experience.
Yeah.
McKenna's is an upgraded Animal Kingdom.
Yeah.
It's the baby of Epcot and Animal Kingdom, basically.
Yeah.
That's what I said you were going to do. I was like, she's going to take the like environmental and animal parks from both parks and make one.
But I still have some stuff from the other two parks.
Yeah. Cool. All right. Well, thank you everyone for listening this week. Hope you enjoyed your dose of Disney for today, and we will catch you next time.
Yeah.
Bye.
Happy holidays. And I'll link the Disneyville podcast version of this below, and I'll also leave our rules in the description.
Yeah.
Bye. Thanks for listening to this week's Long Distance Sisters. Be sure to subscribe for more episodes and leave a good review.
And check out the video version on our YouTube channel.
You can find all of our other social media information in the description.
Talk to you later.
Bye.